Heroes Convention in 2022 in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm with Chris Pittman of VizArt Video, and I'd like to ask you some questions to tell us a little about what is VizArt Video.
Well, VizArt Video was a product of the revolution of home video. So people could come in and rent a VHS tape when there was no other media available for that, or laser discs way back in the day.
Our young people probably wouldn't know what those things are.
Well, they actually do now. That's the thing. It's like vinyl. VHS has made a big comeback. In fact, I have all these 18 to 25-year-olds come by that say they collect VHS tapes.
Okay.
And so we still have some. We still have a lot of VHS tapes. But in short, we sort of out-survived the big box stores, the Blockbusters, and all the other big box video stores. And about, I'd say, 7 years ago, we became a nonprofit.
Okay.
So we work with our members, partners. We have corporate partners. And we've tried to make VizArt a community icon or a community jumping off place for many, many things. So mainly we check out videos. So every genre of film you can imagine, we have over 40,000 titles, and that is the largest collection of films on the East Coast.
It is.
More than all the streaming services combined. But we also have started an educational branch called VizArt Films, in which we are doing kids' summer film camps where kids will get to work on making a movie or making an animated short film.
Okay.
We're going to be doing adult film workshops where you can learn how to audition for parts in a film or a TV show or plays. And then we have things like women's outreach, women's empowerment nights. We have some live music events. We have stand-up comedy. We have a small cinema that right now seats 24,
okay,
called the Micro Cinema. And we have regular screenings of like cult films and anime films that is available to rent for special events, birthday parties, bat mitzvahs, anything. And the Micro Cinema has become one of the more popular aspects of the store.
Well, it seems like that a lot of companies have set up sort of little theaters. When I say little theaters, theaters that kind of it's for a person who has interest in a particular genre or whatever those types of things. So tell us a little bit. You got 40,000 VHS tapes.
Well, it's a combination. Not all of it's VHS. In fact, just a small portion of VHS.
Okay.
Because VHS tapes eventually do wear out.
Uh-huh.
But we still do get them from time to time. They're harder to find. But most of it is DVDs.
Okay.
We do have a lot of Blu-rays. And we do have a section of the store that's where we sell product as well.
And so there's a lot of movies that just are unavailable to stream that were put on those types of formats.
Right, and a lot of it's the Criterion Collection, if you're familiar with that.
Sure.
These are classic American and foreign films that sort of set the bar high for film. Mm-hmm. So we have someone who's been sort of, I guess you would have to say, curating on Criterion Collection for a while.
Sure.
And on top of all the wonderful films, we have all this merchandise, or swag as some people call it, movie themed or television show themed. And the reason for that is not to make money, but to like get the face and name of VizArt out there.
Sure. And why is this such an important thing to have in the Charlotte area?
Well, I was just talking with a young man who was at a booth, comic book booth down this way. They were in from New Hampshire. He said, when you stream high-definition film on any streaming format, it's not really great quality.
Okay.
So you could rent a DVD, which is basically analog media on a digital format. The quality's better than streaming. So, plus, it gives you the opportunity to, you know, bring a bunch of people over. If you got to, like, stop it and start it again the next night, if you're watching the Lord of the Rings trilogy, you know, you can rent those and then space it out over a weekend. So that plus part of our mission is really to educate the community on film. And so we have people that bring their children in, introduce them to great kids movies from the 50s or 60s, Disney stuff, that sort of thing.
That sounds lovely. And if our listeners wanted to find out more information about your service and your company, how would they find out?
Well, they can contact me, chris.pittman.visart.com, and that's C-H-R-I-S dot P-I-T-T-M-A-N dot V-I-S-A-R-T at gmail.com. And we also have a website. So Visart has several websites, but there's the one that's .org is the one to go to.
Okay.
And that tells about the store, a little bit about the history, a little bit about the people who work there, who make this happen, and then how you can become a member. We don't just subscribe to customers that are local. We actually can ship things out. We have customers that buy shirts and stuff who live on the West Coast that we send things out to. So we have fans all over the place.
This sounds lovely. Thank you so much for your time.
I appreciate it.